Hello, my loves, and welcome to the Agony Hour with Auntie Dom. With me, Auntie Dom. Life can be pretty challenging at the best of times, but none more so than the last few years with the added pressures of lockdown and the COVID-19 pandemic. But life doesn't need to be so hard, and these burdens don't need to be carried alone. That's why I'm here to lighten the load and offer emotional support to help get you through any problems you may be having. Now, I have a letter here, and it's from Barbara in Swindon, and she writes, "Dear Auntie Dom, my husband and I have been married for 17 years, but over the past few months he's become rather distant from me. I'm sorry, my love. At first I thought he was having an affair, until I discovered by accident that he actually lost his job at the beginning of November and hasn't told me yet. I'm feeling rather torn as I'm angry at my husband for keeping secrets from me, yet at the same time I feel a huge amount of sympathy for him too. Oh, you're a good soul. My poor husband has been the sole breadwinner in our house ever since I had 90% of my torso removed after an industrial accident 10 years ago. I can't begin to imagine the pressure he's been under trying to support his family, but I'm still struggling to get over the resentment I feel towards him that he can't confide in his own wife. Please help, Auntie Dom. Yours torsolessly, Barbara." Oh, Barbara, my poor, poor love. I know exactly how it feels to be so torn, because my first child was born breech and I had an episiotomy that would fear you. Now, the most important thing in any healthy partnership is communication. And I find that the best way to get your husband to really open up to you is electrodes on his testicles. Now, don't worry, my love, it doesn't have to be expensive. Just a simple car battery and some crocodile clips will do just fine. And it's also important to practice safely, so you must incorporate a safe word. In order for it to be effective, it needs to be something unusual. Something that you don't hear very often, a word or phrase not in common usage. Me and my partner's safe word is equal pay for women. Once that's all in place, all it takes is 12 volts to his clacker bag, and I promise you, your hubby will open up like an overripe pomegranate. Well, I hope that helps you, my love. That's all from me for now. Don't forget to keep those letters coming in, and in the meantime, stay safe, happy and healthy, you filthy little worms. Ta-ta!